Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, the Shishim Yisrael, Shalom Aleichem, Rosh Yichyu, Inishmas, Narses, Rabbas, Rishmor, Eschan, 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 Zev, and Schutz for Force, Echad, Fega, Vas, Mechal, Yispasya, and we'll be learning Yishtikol, Siyata, Dishmaya, of the Heilig Hashem, Yishmuel, Shnaz, Tav, Tess, 1918, right before the end of 1918, Ela told us Noach. Noach is tzaddik. Tamei Abba Derosav. Silkim is Alech Noach. These are the descendants of Noach. Noach was a tzaddik. Pure he was in his generations. With God walking Noach. Near the farish Torah Noach shes kirvakoso. I'd like to explain the way the psukim describe Noach. Dimei medrash melch mishvad yam v'eretz eli Yisrael shenemar v'tentiyum amleches kohen v'ish trumas yarsen v'elu dorim mabul. So the Medrash says in Shmos, Parsha Lamed, that Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz, that a king with judgment will establish the land. That's how you make things orderly. V'ish trumos yeher sena. And a man of Trumos, Rashi says, a man of Geus, a man who's haughty, Milashon Laharim, Trumos, high. Shein Ochosh Leos Masim Badin, so he's not tentative in judgment, he's not careful in judgment, so he will destroy. The Mitzudas David says, Ishoev Trumos. So if the king, says the Mitzudas David, makes mishpat, then people will stop being dishonest in monetary matters, because he's going to judge them. But a person who's oev trumos, who likes donations, in other words, he is going to be getting part of what was stolen. He's going to be pocketing it. So he's going to destroy the people in the country, because then they're going to be a lot of dishonest people, a lot of fraudulent people, because he's taking donations. That's the way the Sudas reads the Pasuk, if I'm understanding him correctly. Rashi brings from Chazal that if a dying doesn't need people to love him and take shochad, so then he's yamid aretz, he establishes the land, and if he's like a kohen who's asking for truma, then he's going to destroy it. Dishonest judge. Okay, terrific. So that's the Rashi in the Mitzudas. So the Medrash says on that, Yishmim melch mishpat yamid aretz, Eli Yisrael, shenar atemtiyum amlechas koyan. This is the Jewish people. We are a mamleches kohanim. V'yishtrumas yarsena elu doram mabul. So the melech b'mishpi amirar to the Jewish people, because we are the melech mamleches kohanim. And yishtrumas yarsena, the man people of trumas, these dishonest people, are going to destroy it. That's the doram mabul. Well, obviously we're filled with chamas, with dishonesty, with fraudulent people. Rabbi Acha, Bikesh, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Litein Lam Arba Dvar. Hashem wanted to give them four things: Torah, Yisur, and Avodah Karbanos v'Tefila. Avodah Karbanos v'Tefila v'Lo Bikshu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give them four things. He wanted to give them Torah, number one; Yisurim, number two; Avodah Karbanos, and Tefila. And they didn't want it. So we have to understand these four things, what they're about. What's pshat? The Kadosh Baruch, they were so evil. Hashem wanted to give them Torah. So the Heilig Hashem Yishmuel says, I already discussed this medrash, but because of a chiddush, I'm going to be learning it again. In beis medrash below chiddush. V'nira dina ksiva teri shekitoi v'etz lamachol v'chitabu le'inayim v'nech v'etz lahaskil. So he says as follows. It says in the pasuk that the woman saw that the tree was good to eat and it was a taiva leinaim, looked good to the eyes, and it was pleasant to get haskalah from, to get wisdom from. V'kvar perashim d'shlosh tadvarim aklulim b'kasuk zeh him makbilim leguf v'nefesh v'seichel. The three things in this pasuk are parallel to guf, nefesh, and seichel. Shem shlosh chelkei adam. Three parts of man. We have the body, we have the soul, and we have the intellect. Toveitz l'machal hu b'guf shelav m'seiches sarei v'samachal. When it says Toveitz l'machal, that's the body, because the body enjoys the sweetness of food, the good taste of food. Tavi leinayim, that it's a taiva for the eyes. Ubanefesh shemispa elas mimara nav sheina mara nichnas laguf. That's the in the soul that has a spilus that is drawn, is excited by something good to look at, even though the mara doesn't go into the body, but it goes into the soul, it goes into the psyche. When you see something, it doesn't go inside of you, but you get excited about it. So the tree gave all three things. The body, if it was a good taste, it was good for the eyes, which is the nefesh, that's misspelled from something good that it sees, that it's excited by something pleasant that it sees, and then the nechad says, lahaskil is for seichel. Therefore, the pagam of the sin, the blemish of the sin, went into their bodies and souls and intellects. Already explained the name of my father, the Heilige Avni Nezer, that it's Tzelem Elokim, and the person connects all parts of a person, and therefore, before the Misa, Shuinyan Perad Achalokim is Abrat Sumad Ben Noach Kavzara Kodesh, the Dabar Nash, Kavzara Kodesh. And therefore, before death, the Tzelem goes away. Because what the Tzelem does is it brings all parts of a person together, and then before he dies, it goes away. V'alkim B'pagam Aguf V'nefesh V'seichel Nifkim V'alkim Tzelem Elokim. And therefore, if a person's pogam, the Nefesh, the Guf, and the Seichel, the body, and the soul, and the intellect, so that also blemishes the Tzelem Elokim. And that's what happened to Adam Rishon. And Adam Rishon Zivo. That Adam Rishon lost his ziv, his shine. Shana Rishon Panavit Shalcheu. His face was changed and he was sent away. Shumach Mishabagam Tzelokim Shal, because he was pogam, he blemished Tzelem Elokim. He lost his shine. He lost his radiance because he was pogam in Tzelem Elokim, which was in turn pogam the Guf Nefesh and Seichel. Vine Yadua Shekol Aneshamas Hayu Klulas Ba'adam Arishon. It's known that all of the souls were included in Adam HaRishon. V'chatam nifgamu kulam. And in the sin of Adam HaRishon, they were all blemished. V'lod el shenis arvu aneshamas hataharos b'tumeos. So all the neshamas were included in Adam. When he sinned, we were all blemished. And not only that, but the pure souls became mixed in with the impure souls. Avshen and Machzavechad, even though they're not from the same place, maybe name Shumishtavus, and they have no, it's nothing equating them. Like fire and water that don't get mixed in. Nevertheless, because of the sin, there was a begam, and now there's a chibur, there's a blemish, which causes a connection between the various souls, the good souls, the pure souls, and the impure souls. And Barachach Begulgulim, and now these souls, the good and the pure and the impure, which got mixed up, came back as Gilgulim. And so too they came as Gilgulim in the time of the Mabul, the generation of the Mabul, in order to purify and separate the pure souls from the impure souls. And this is all known in the Sifrei HaMekubalim. These are the four things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give to them before they became so evil, in order to purify all four parts of a person. The guf, the nefesh, the seichel, and the tzelem elokim, which were blemished in the sin of Adam. And through this, they will also separate the pure from the impure, because they will no longer have any hishtavos, anything equating them, any chibur, mitzad achet. Uvigeshlitem lam Torah. What's Torah? Torah is a seichel aloki. Number one is Torah. Torah purifies the mind. Yisurim are meruk leguf. Yisurim purifies the body. Karbanos are meruk lenefesh. Karbanos purify the soul. It says tovo nefesh to chaper ala nefesh karbonos, our souls. That's our mechaper on our souls. The behemoth doesn't have seichel. So I'm talking philosophy with the behemoth. So that can't be mechaper on the seichel, but it has a soul. So that can be mechaper on our souls. And therefore, in all the parashas of Koronis, you see nachamol and nachamol. The nefesh ki atakri, nefesh ki techto. See nachamol, nachamol nefesh. Tefillah shiloshim chibur k'mashikasu v'bifuch asva naftula k'niftalti shaparash rashi v'nischabarati mechaberas yam techtein. So tefillah is miloshim niftalti, which is to connect. Like by naftali, naftula k'niftalti. Nischabarati, and that connects ahayim lo. And that's a merik, that'll purify the tzelem elokim, which is also mechaber, also connects all parts of the body, also in yin chibur. So if they were mechaber all these things, everything would have been totally cool. Again, what are the four things? Torah, which is for the seichel, Yisurim, which is for the body, Karbanos, which is for the nefesh, and Tefillah, which is for the tzelem elokim, because Tefillah connects above and below, so Tefillah also connects the different parts of the person's being. But because the impure souls became stronger, so they didn't want to accept upon themselves these four things. And according to what we said, we can understand why this generation became so makulkal. So many of the people in this generation, they saw the Marishan, and he definitely told them what he had seen when he was Yachid Ba'olam, and what happened in Gan Eden, and that he had sinned, and they became so evil. But Zara, Gila, Raish, Vichus Damim, Gezel, terrible sins. Okay, they don't want to take Musa from Noach, it says in the Medrash, but why didn't they take Musa from Adam? What's shot in Tumas Mace? That the Kochas HaTumah are Mis'aveh of desire to be Dovek, to cling to a place where there was Kedusha beforehand. Lav Dav Makam Shekfaris Hashar Bo Kedusha, Lafilu Makam Shaya Royal Hashras HaKedusha Nami, Kochas HaTumah Mis'aveh La Dovek Bro. So not only do the Kochas HaTumah want to be Dovek, Tumas Mace is because Kochas HaTumah have a taiva to be Dovek in a place where there was Kedusha before, and not only where there was actually Kedusha, but even where Kedusha was fitting to be, Kochas HaTumah want to be Davik. Mashkasa v'tkuzari, Tam Tumas Keri, B'nei Sheyogoy, Lios, Noitzel, Mizel, Adem, Sheyekli, Lashlos, Nishama, Kedusha. What's the Tumah? Tumah is that you have this person who could have, you have the Zera, that could have been a holy Nishama and ended up just being nothing. So that's Tumas Keri, that's the impurity of Keri, that there was this great potential which became nothing. So too, if there's potential for Kedusha, and it doesn't take effect, so the Kochas HaTumah are Dovik. So Kochas HaTumah like to be Dovik where there used to be Kedusha, and that's Tumas Mace. This person used to be holy, now he's dead, so this Tumas Mace. Or there was Royal Eos Kedusha, and that's where the Kochas HaTumah are Dovik. And that's the Kochas HaTumah are Dovik. So we have here in the Dora Mabul, they were Roy, Lekabel, Ar, Osem, Ar, Bas, Dvarim, that are parallel to the Tikkun, those four things that could have fixed them, i.e., as we said before, Torah, Yisurim, Avodas HaKarbonos, for Tefillah, they were Roy to be Mekabel, but they weren't Mekabel. They didn't want it. So instead, they got the four Kochas HaTumah. And they're known in these four names, Avon, Mashchis, Af, and Chema. And these four Kochas HaTumah, as Shem Yishmael explains elsewhere, correspond to Guf, Nefesh, and Seichel, and Selam Elokim. So those are the four Kochas of Tumah. They were supposed to get four Kochas of Kedusha, and it didn't come. So what happens when the Kedusha doesn't come? So instead, you get tuma. Okay, mashcha osem b'koach avodah zara, shubugam asecho. So these kochas of tuma brought them to avodah zara, which is a blemish of the intellect, that you think instead of there being one God, there are lots of them. Gile arayis, which is pugam aguf. Shvichus damim, which is a blemish of the soul, taking away someone else's soul. And, as the Medrash says, they were zokek l'she'ena minam, that they were going, animals were going to different species, not their own. And that's a pagam in the Tselem Elokim. That's a blemish in the Tselem Elokim, when animals are having relations with animals of a different species. I don't know why that's a pagam in Tselem Elokim, but if we're talking about animals, unless there's a medrash that says that we're talking about human beings, then it would definitely be a pagam in Tselem Elokim. V'raygadnu shegam gal gezel v'chamas shu hefech hachibur oise pagam b'tselem elokim shenyanu chibur, and also gezel v'chamas, which is the opposite of chibur. In other words, somebody has their money and then someone else takes it away. It's the opposite of chibur. So that also makes a pagam in the Tselem Elokim. What is the Tselem Elokim about chibur? Because again, the Tselem Elokim connects the various parts of the body. The goof, the seichel, the nefesh. Vishlam rocha, vashari, ruin, lashros, kedusha, lorotze, vahaya, nyanam, kova, tumas keri, vishkzabdi, lashem, akuzari, akein tumas, u tokfoisim, bukoich, vavisim, vadeo, tzos, shikh, vazer, lebatola, vashabob, devraim, nizal, shazer, ikar, chay, dora, mabu. So we can also say that since they were royal, lashros, hakadusha, and they didn't want, and it's like the tum of keri. How do we explain the tum of keri before the name of the kuzari? That there's a potential for kedusha, and instead it's just wasted seed. So therefore this tumah attacked them and brought them to Hotzar Zera Levatola. So their whole inyan was like tumah's carry, because how do we explain, what have we explained before? That when they had the potential for kedushin, they didn't get it. Instead they got these four kochas of tumah. Avon, mashkas, afin, chema. And we said that that's makbil, that parallels the four, the goof, the nefesh, the seichel, and the tzelem elokim. But the Zara, we said it's the Pagama Seichel, and Gela Rice is Pagama Guf, Shvichos Dam is Pagama Nefesh, and Tzigul Kleshenem is Pagama Tzelem Elokim. So, but it also brought them, since they had potential which was lost, potential Kedusha, that also brought them to Atzos Shech Vazer Levatola, to wasting seed, because that's exactly what it was. What's the idea of wasting seed? Potential Kedusha that's lost, and therefore that brings Tumah. So since they had potential Kedusha that was lost, and it brought them these four Tumas, it also brought them before to Atzos Elevatola. And we see in Eden, Dafyud Gimel, that was the Ikar Chet of Dura Mabul, that they wasted their seed. And now it's not as pashut why they didn't, we understand why they didn't take Musar from Adam Arishan. Why didn't they take Musar from Adam Arishan? Because they were so filled with Tumah. Because they were shame in the heart, under the domain of their hearts. And the kochas atumah that were drawn in them overpowered them. Of course, they're not going to listen to Musa from anybody. And now we can understand the way the pasuk describes Noach. It says in the medrash that if somebody's name is doubled, so he gets olam hazan and olam haba. The parish is that every person in the mishkan of his neshama is above, and it just shines, radiates into his body down below. But the neshama dwells above, and it sends rays of light into his body down below. The more you're dovik in your neshama above, the more you get light, radiation, positive radiation from your neshama above. So when the name is doubled, Noach, Noach, Yaakov, Yaakov, Avram, Avram. When you have a kefil shema, that's a chibur. Just like you're above, so too you're down below. And therefore you have olam haz and you have olam haba. Because in olam haba, we're going to have body and soul together, chias hameisim, and therefore yesh lo olam haza haynu mach mesharish shmas shdavik. You're going to have an olam haza. You're going to have this kedusha, because your soul is well connected to your body even in this world. And an olam haba, your body is going to be connected to your soul, and it's going to be very, very holy. So if the name is doubled, then person's going to have both Olam Haza and Olam Haba. He's going to have the Kedusha in both.
Kitzur dvarim keldim yesh al shnei losim lahazim mishkan aguf olam havi v'nishkan hanefesh v'adam mashalim yesh bo v'chol mishneim yachad. Olam haz is primarily bodily, and olam hav is primarily soul, and a person who's shalim has both together. V'ken kol shenech v'shmar shesh bo mishneim yachad. You have a double name, you have both, and therefore you have olam haz and olam hav. You have olam haz, you have the guf, and then the soul is going to shine into the guf in this world, and then you have in the next world, which is the spiritual world, you also have a guf there, and it's going to be together, they're going to work together, the body and the soul. And therefore, Noach, Ela told us, Noach, Noach, so you have a double Noach. So, Shehichbel, Akasu Shemel, Merot Seir, Tvekus, HaNashem, Makuf. So that shows that his Nesham is dubbed with the guf, and that's the Shemus of the Tzelem Elokim. That is Mechaber between them. That's what we said the Tzelem Elokim does. Tzelem Elokim brings everything together. And that's the opposite of the Dor HaMabul, that they blemished the Tzelem Elokim, they were pogging the Tzelem Elokim. And not only did the guf not have a proper chibur with the nefesh, they went to different species. So Noah had the proper tzelem alukim. Noah had the proper chibur between body and soul. And that's the opposite of the Dora Mabel that didn't. That's what it means. Ela told us Noah, Noah. It's doubling of the Noah. Because Noah had the proper chibur between body and soul, which is what the Medrash says. A person's nechbal shmo, he has olam hazi, he has olam haba. He has both worlds. In both worlds, he connects body and soul. That's what Noah did. Osef lomer ish tzadik. Hinei tzadik hu hipuch rasha. Rasha ksiv nefesh rasha ivsara. Tzaddik is the opposite of a Rasha. And by Rasha it says that the soul of a Rasha desires evil. Mishlei Chof Aleph. Or Isha Rasha mityaches lenefesh. Tzaddik na mityaches lenefesh. So, Rasha relates to the soul. Nefesh, Rasha, Ivsara. So the Rasha relates to the nefesh. And the Tzaddik also relates to the nefesh. The Pasuk says, L'rei Rasham nefesh tzaddik. So the Pasuk says in Mishlei, the nefesh of a tzaddik. Okay, Noach, Shemitar HaKos of Ish tzaddik, so when it says ish tzaddik, he had a shlemus hanefesh, because again, the word ish, the word tzaddik, relates to the soul. So when it says ish tzaddik, it means that he had shlemus hanefesh. So number one, Ela told us Noach Noach, the double Noach, means that he had the proper tzelem alakim, the chibur between the body and the soul. Then, ish tzaddik, tzaddik relates to the nefesh, so he had shlemus hanefesh, the completeness of the soul, and then Tamim Haibadarosav, because Torah Tamim Mishlemus Haguf. Tamim means you have a complete body. It also says that by the Baalei Chaim LeKarban. Zachar Tamim Yakrivenu, Tamim Yelaratzah, Shlemus Haguf. So it's not the same, but it shows Shlemus Haguf. Mitzis Mila, Tikkun Haguf. So it says in the Chazal, Haver also Betel Amum, remove the Bris Mila, and be Mavato the Mum of the Guf. Mila's Tikkun Haivar of Shal Adam. His halach l'fan of hei tamim, yuma peyom abeis with Rashi. Noach was nolad mal. He was born mal, so he's a shlemus haguf. The Gemara says of abzar of avamaral of shloya treifa mishubluksi bei tamim. He wasn't a treifa because he's called a tamim. And the Shas is Docha, maybe it means Tamid Rachav. What is Tamid Rachav? Anav v'shelfa ruach. He's humble and of a low spirit. That's also Bechina Shlemus Haguf Kanoda, as is well known. Agapanam, we see the union of Tamim. Tamim is Shlemus Haguf. Tamid the Brismila, Noah was born Mo, with already Brismila, with already having a Brismila. So Shlemus Haguf. So far we have the Noach, Noach, Shlemus Tzelem Elokim. Ish Tzadik, Tzadik is the Nefesh. Tamim, what's mine Tamim? Tamim relates to the Shlemus Haguf. And as Elokim is Halach Noach, which is Shlemus HaSeichel. Again, we see these four things. Like the Ramban writes, Shem HaHalach has Hashem HaNech, but Liro, so Lav Adu, Einu Niftah Achrei HaDivrei HaShemayim, Kovar HaShemayim Menach HaShemayim, Vayinu Yom Kosh Kenach HaAvod Azar, Vayinu Shemayim HaKal. We didn't listen to all of these stargazers, astrologers, all the Avod Azaras, gurus, swamis, all these guys. He didn't listen to any of them. He was just going with their Rabbanu Shalom. So that's Shlemus HaSeichel. I have a typo on my Shem Yishmu. It says Shlemus HaShafel. But it should say Shlemus HaSechel. No, it's not a type, it's just a, maybe some black ink spilled in the middle over there. Akoponim, that's the Shlemus HaSechel. Me'atim is Baruch Shekol Arba Sanyanim Sheva Dora Mabel Ignai Pagam Guf Nefesh HaSechel Tzelem Alekim Minoch L'Shevach. So we see it's Kavaldik now, the parallel. The Dora Mabel had four things L'Gnai. They were blemished in the body, in the soul, in the Sechel, in the Tzelem Alekim. Noach, we see in the first Pasuk, El Tolos Noach, Noach, first Pasukim, El Tolos Noach, Noach, Ish Tzadik, Tamim, Hayib, Adarosav, Es Elohim, Selech Noach. So those are all parts of Shlemus of Noach, that he was Shalim in all these four areas. And V'kulam Zachem HaKasav, Pasuk Zah Rishon, they were all mentioned in the first Pasuk. That's Gevaldik, what Noach had, parallel to the four blemishes of the Dora Mabul. V'nei b'zohar HaKadosh, Shenoach u'Shabbos. Reza b'alav zim v'salam, Eshe Yisrael zochem b'Shabbos l'amis ha'baz v'ar meila. So, as always, in the Chassidus Sfarim, so Gevaldik, they always come back to Shabbos. First of all, because Shabbos is obviously a Seor in Yehadus, and also because the Torahs in the Chassidus Sfarim are often what the Rebbe was saying at the Tish, and the Tish was taking place in Shabbos. So it makes a lot of sense that he should always be talking about Shabbos, bring it back to Shabbos. It was Aruv in and it's Yisrael, died a few years ago, great tzaddik and going, Vlevel Mintzberg. So he used to complain that people always talk only about the parasha on Shabbos, which is terrific, he loved the parasha. But what about talking about Shabbos on Shabbos? When we, Yantiv, it's interesting when people, we have Kriyas HaTorah on Yantiv, but people really talk about the Kriyas HaTorah on Yantiv, they talk about the Yantiv. But on Shabbos, people always talk about the Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is just a minute, we just happen to read that parasha, that Shabbos. But talk about Shabbos on Shabbos. So he would go out away with his chassidim. For Shabbos, he would talk for 10 hours. Just talk into hours and hours, just about Shabbos. The Sfarim now, there's about 24 Sfarim from Lebel Mintzberg. So a lot of, he has one sefer dedicated to Shabbos, Amish Gevaldik. So it's Kedai, but if you look through Chassidus Sfarim, you see loads and loads and loads about Shabbos. V'nei b'zor kol shenoch u'Shabbos. It says in the Zohar that Noach is Shabbos. Makes sense, Noach, Shabbos. So that it's coming to teach us that Noach was Shabbos, but also teaches us what we get from Shabbos. We're zocher of these four things. So what does it say in the Medrash? It says in the Medrash, Vayavarach l'kim es yom ha-shvid, Yerishon l'abarachu b'man. Shmuel says he blessed Shabbos with man. Another opinion says, Baruch b'ner. Tells a ma'aseh there, he lit the ner on Lel Shabbos, and it was a motzi Shabbos, it was, nothing was lacking from it, it was still lit. Baruch b'ner upon of shel Adam. You can't compare a person's face on Shabbos than his face during the week, it's special shine on Shabbos. So it says in the Manas Kahuna, Hotzel Shabbos Rabbal Adam. So there's a lot of Hotzels in Shabbos. Shabbos is an expensive day. So God blessed it that you can be able to pay for your expenses. Another opinion, B'matanim, with good food. The two other things there, B'atifa, B'ma'oros, that they're blessed with Atifa, but that's not a schus. That's Tali Badim if he changes his clothing. And B'ma'oros is light. That, that was only for Adam, because that was put away on Matzah Shabbos. But that's not a schus for us. So we'd like to talk about the four schuyos we have. And that is man, ner, more upon him. Ner more upon him yitzio mata'amin. And that parallels our four categories of guf, nefesh, seichel, and tzelem elokim. So, yitzio mata'amin, yitzio hotzos Shabbos, and mata'amin, good food, is baguf. That's the body. The body should be able to enjoy the good food, Shabbos. And that is what we saw earlier. The food was good for eating, but good for the body. It's also. Rashi says in Megillah Zayin Beis that Chitzer Put, losing money, is Hanos Machel, because you can buy food. The fact that God gives us extra money for food relates to the goof. Man is benefesh, like we see in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that man wasn't maspia the goof so much. That's why the Jews didn't like it. It was mechayi the nefesh, and that's why they said, "Rav Shenu Katzav Lechem Akloikel." We don't like this messed up bread because it's not good for the body. It's good for the soul, like spiritual stuff. We want the avatichim, mesakishuim, all those good foods we'd have in Mitzrayim. We want Mitzri food. We don't want holy food. So that's the nefesh. Man is for the nefesh, for the soul. So we have the body. That's the yitzi and the matamim. We have the soul. That's the man. Berech hu b'man. God bless Shabbos with the man. They have the extra portion for Shabbos. That's Shlemus HaNefesh. Berech hu b'ner. That's Shlemus HaSeichel. Because Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. And Hashem Shabbatim was Seichel. Like it's like Shmo Sheherith the Sefer Nechmat V'nai. The Mishkan Ha. The Mishkan HaNeshama is in the Seichel. The Neshama abodes in the Seichel. And there Hashem Nishmas Adam. The light of God is the Neshama. So the Neshama relates to the Ner. And the Neshama is in the Seichel. As it says in the Sefer Nechmad V'Noyim. So again, now we have covered the man is the soul. The Yitzia Matamim, the expenses of Shabbos and the good food of Shabbos, is the Heilige Guf. And the man is the Nefesh. That's also the Bracha of Shabbos, the man, which was satisfying for the soul. The Ner, like we said, is the Shlemus HaSeichel, because the Ner relates to the Neshama, which is in the Seichel. And then what's the Mor Panim? The Mor Panim is obviously the Tzelem Elokim. Right, a person's shining face reflects his Tzelem Elokim. You ever see an animal with a shining face? Chachmas Adam Tari Panav. That's the Chachma that reflects his, well, you could say that's Seichel. But here, for our purposes, that's a reflection of man's Tzelem Elokim, his Mor Panim. The shine of his face, the holiness. You see that holy people with a high level Tzelem Elokim, their face radiates. Kedusha. So that's super gabaldic. And Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to learn about Noach's four special qualities, corresponding to the four areas of Tum of the Dura Mabul, and how we get that on Shabbos. And that was super duper Cooper. So thank you so much for listening. And Baruch Hashem, we should be zochet to learn Asach Meir Shem Yishmoel, because this Sefer is just super duper. Ein milim, Rabbi say, ein milim. So please stay tuned for a lot more Wishbizocha this year to be Osek in many wonderful things, but including the Heilig Hashem Yishmoel for many years to come, I hope. Hashem should give us this chus. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.